located east of Redwood. We're going to carry a full line of firearms.
We are carrying a full line of firearms.
We've got rifles, handguns, shotguns, muzzleloaders, ammunition, and all types of accessories for those firearms. So, yeah.
What are some of the common questions you've been getting as people have discovered that you're now open? What are some of the common questions you're getting or people calling about?
Do you have ammunition?
That's the most common.
Mainly do you have 22 long rifle ammunition? So the ammunition has been really hard to get lately with the way the industry is right now. Fortunately, we are starting to get some shipments in. So things are starting to look up, stuff's starting to come available again. So it's kind of turning around.
If that's something people are wanting or interested in, can they call to get on a list, or you can call them when something's in?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, you can call and let us know what you're looking for. We can jot you down, make sure when it comes in, you get some of it. So.
All right, excellent.
Or just keep stopping out, checking out our inventory.
We're going to talk about when you guys are open so people can stop out, because there is an opportunity for people, kind of a storefront for them to come and check it out and see what you all have to offer. And Steve, I understand you're in charge of telling people those details. So why don't you tell people where you're located?
Well, we're located 2 miles east of Redwood Falls on the north side of the road. We have signs out, so you should be able to see. We're open. Our open hours are 5 to 8 on Thursday and Friday evenings, and 10 to 5 on Saturdays.
Very good. You also are not just selling the arms and the ammo, but you also you will do trades, buy, sell, and trade kind of a deal. Is that right?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
We'll do all sorts.
All right. And Heather, I know that one thing we want to talk about today is some courses that are coming up, because, coming with arms and ammo comes responsibility, and you guys believe in that and want to make sure that you're offering courses that are going to be beneficial to people. So what are some of the classes you're offering?
Well, coming up here this weekend and next weekend, we have permit to carry courses, which allow you to carry a handgun, a firearm with you legally throughout the state. So that's the biggest class that we have coming up. We also offer firearm fundamentals and handgun fundamentals, just, because the permit to carry course does not require that you have that DNR firearm safety certificate. And we want people to feel comfortable around their firearm and be responsible and know the ins and outs of carrying something like that. You don't really want to see people walking around just flagging people, and
you want certainly with the responsibility of using the gun as well.
It is a big responsibility, and we take it very seriously, so we want to make sure that everybody does.
So for people that have never really shot a gun, maybe there's some women out there that or men that fall in that category, or people that it's something that they've had interest in, as a hobby, a great place to start then would be a fundamental class.
Yeah, we did a firearm fundamentals class last week. I think it was last week or the week before, and we had so much fun. We had a couple of people come out and take the course that had never shot a firearm before, and so we ran through all of the different types of firearms, different types of ammunition, how they function, what the safety rules are, and they got a chance to actually get out to the range and do some shooting, and oh my gosh, they had so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay, great. You talked a little bit about the DNR certificate. Is that something you guys are doing?
Not yet. I'm looking into that right now. We're working on getting that, but we are not able to teach that course as of today.
Okay.
So.
But definitely, even so, if you've got a youngster that is going to be around guns, even if you don't want to take the safety course, they could do the fundamental course or come with a parent.
Correct. We do have, we've been approached by a few families that want to come in and get training together, which I think is just a great idea, because if you are a parent or an adult in a household with children, you want to make sure that they know what to do when they encounter a firearm, because at some point, odds are, they probably will, whether it just be laying on the counter or in your safe and they see it or whatever. You want to make sure that they're aware that it is not a toy and it's something to take seriously.
And I know for Heather and Zach, you guys grew up in a hunting household where there were guns around and headed out with dad to go hunting and such. So it's something you've become very comfortable with, but understand that not everybody is.
Right. I always tell the story about how not everyone has grown up with Eddie the Eagle. Eddie the Eagle is the NRA mascot for firearm safety.
Okay.
So there's this cartoon with Eddie the Eagle that teaches kids to stop. Don't touch, leave the area, and tell an adult.
I still remember it today.
That.
That's great. That's good.
So
for the classes that are being offered, how do people find out about when classes are and how to get registered in that?
Yep. You can check out our website, rivervalleyarms.com, or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/rivervalleyarmsandammo. Or you can give one of us a call. Zach's number is 430-2115. So we'd be happy to help you out in any way we can.
All right. Very good. Sounds great. And I know you're offering courses specifically for women, too. So for those women out there or those men that are listening and like their women to become involved in their interest and hobby, maybe a great way to do that.
Women like guns, too. So that's okay to have courses, especially for women. You know, we really just being in the industry myself, I've realized that there's really not a lot out there for women in shooting sports. So that's something that I'm very passionate about. I want to make sure that we can offer that to other women. So
excellent. All right. So people can look you up on Facebook or look you up on a website, River Valley Arms and Ammo. And again, opening on Thursday, Friday evenings, and then Saturday morning, right? So I pretty much got
Saturday
that right.
From 10 to 5.
10 to 5
it's
on Saturday.
Much all
okay. Oh, yeah. So a full day on Saturday, 10 to 5 yep. Saturday. Excellent. Well, good. We'll send people your way, and I'm sure you're going to get calls about ammo, as you said, Zach. That's a hot topic right now, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It
All
is.
Right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.